time now for another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, and Dr. Ford Vox is our medical analyst. And Dr. Vox, medical device makers often complain about how long it takes the FDA to approve devices that they say could benefit us. And we're talking about all kinds of different types, from heart stents to open up clogged arteries to really completely new things, as I understand, like a recently approved way to treat tremor.
Yeah, so that tremor device, it's called Exablate Neuro. It treats the most common tremor that people can develop. That's called a central tremor. Usually starts in one arm, can move on to your other arm as well. But the new technique uses ultrasound to intentionally damage a structure deep within the brain that plays a part in the tremor. But, you know, there's no cutting, no surgery. You can have all this done while you're awake.
Okay, but it took a while for this to become available to the U.S.
Yeah, it went on the market in Europe back in 2012. But here, you know, we're getting it 4 years later. This is actually kind of typical. The device industry, American and international alike, really think this is a problem. Sometimes you even hear about it on the campaign trail.
So do you agree?
Well, you know, we've got to strike a careful balance here between innovation and safety. 4 years ago, the FDA did put out a report. They spotlighted 12 medical devices where they said no. They told the makers of these devices, all of which the European Union had already approved, that they couldn't sell the products here. In each case, the FDA showed how they were right and the EU was wrong.
So what were some examples?
So, for example, the EU approved a robotic device for orthopedists to facilitate hip replacements. It drilled into the femur with supposed robotic precision. It didn't actually have enough data behind it to get through the FDA system, and only after surgeons started using it did we learn it was leading to damaged nerves, ruptured tendons. Many artificial hips were unstable, lots of lawsuits. Years later, the FDA did approve a far better version of the device. In the realm of diabetes, Europeans green-lighted and supposedly innovative wrist glucose monitor back in 2003, wore it like a watch. It used electromagnetic waves to calculate your glucose level. They actually had to take it off the market soon thereafter due to dangerous inaccuracies.
Just didn't work.
No.
Okay, so what's going on here? The EU just isn't very thorough or demanding. I mean, why don't they have the same view of medical safety that the FDA seems to have?
You know, it's almost a philosophical question. The EU systems are, you know, constantly under revision. But it is ultimately a cobbling together of many different nations, and that's reflected in the many different private organizations that are actually reviewing devices there. A new paper out in the British Medical Journal zeroed in on devices that the FDA did approve, but which Europeans had approved first. And it turns out that even when the FDA approves something, it's more risky if it came through the EU pathway before us.
Does that include the tremor ultrasound thing we were just talking about?
Well, as a category, yes, though I won't cast aspersions on this particular device, which the FDA did make perform some randomized trial in addition to get certified on this side of the Atlantic. But that group of researchers at Harvard and King's College London, they sorted through 5 years' worth of EU-approved devices, most of which eventually made their way to the U.S. If a medical device got on the market in Europe first, it was subject to safety alerts and recalls at a rate of 27%. Devices that went through the United States' FDA process first had a 14% rate of alerts and recalls by comparison.
So that's a statistically significant difference. The FDA still sometimes demands its own studies, though, right?
It often does, but it also relies on all the information available at the time of the application, including what was submitted in Europe.
So what's the takeaway from this?
Well, you know, I must say, as a doctor, I kind of appreciate this dual system. The Europeans are, in some sense, an interesting balance to our own FDA. They're a bit more freewheeling. If EU citizens are willing to kind of experiment a little bit more on themselves than we are, you know, more power to them, and we can benefit. I just hope they are truly aware.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
And if you missed part of this week's Medical Minute or you'd like more information, you can head to our website, wabe.org. Just look for the Medical Minute tab, and you can also follow us on Twitter. That's @MedMinute.